The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Yeah, I appreciate. I see some comments about the crows. Yes, that's right, exactly. I, in fact, muted you at some point, and I decided, actually, I think that's good for practice. So I specifically unmuted so that there would be the sense of pleasant, unpleasant with the sounds, with Vedana. Because there are so many things to say about that. In fact, one thing that you probably explored is for some it was pleasant, for some it was unpleasant. So what was the relationship in the mind that came up? Wanted to make it stop, make it go away, unpleasant, unpleasant, don't like this, I want quieter. Oh, gross, interesting, sounds are rising and passing. So very interesting to see the relationship of our mind, which was the idea today, not to be ashamed of what the relationship is, but just to wake up, wow, this is what this mind tends to do when things arise, when things happen. So that was the invitation to really observe, the relationship to pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. Again, not with pushing it away, not without shame, not without worry, but just noticing, oh, this is how this mind reacts. Oh, yes, it wants unpleasant things to go away or wants more of the pleasant. This is the human condition. This is the human condition that we are waking up to through this practice. We're becoming more aware of. That's the whole point of this practice. It's not to make everything pleasant, but really to be aware of how we respond to stimuli, to what comes up in our life, in every moment. And is there a skillful way to hold it? So I will pull up my notes about a couple of things I wanted to share with you this morning, this or afternoon or evening or midnight, wherever you are in the world. So I wanted to say a few more things about Vedana in our exploration. So when we notice the pleasant Vedana, pleasant feelings, it's important to realize that seeing the pleasant Vedana in this practice is not supposed to be killjoy. You're not supposed to notice that, joy. Oh, you're not supposed to have joy in this practice. Everything's supposed to be gray. Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite, in fact. The Buddha declared himself to be the one living in happiness. And unlike other ascetics, he wasn't afraid of pleasant feelings. And the idea of noticing pleasant Vedana is not to squash joy. But to see our relationship to it and develop a wholesome relationship. In fact, the Buddha remembered his childhood happiness and pleasure from concentration, from samadhi, under the Bodhi tree. And when he remembered that joy, that pleasantness, that delight of the state of samadhi when he was a child, that supported him in waking up, knowing that this is the path, not the path of self-mortification. So many have asked in the past, if I practice meditation or Buddhism, will my joys become squash and deadened? Will everything become gray and neutral? Just arising and passing and accepting. In fact, the levels of happiness that can arise from the sense of awareness, from the sense of contentment, from deep concentration, and from a sense of freedom through realization is unlike anything that is worldly. And as I mentioned yesterday, there is the eudaimonic versus hedonic pleasure or joy. And the hedonic ones being the ones that we're familiar with, hedonic pleasures. And the eudaimonic ones are the ones that arise from practice are deeply, deeply satisfying. At the end of this practice period, I invited you to notice a sense of gratitude, appreciation for yourself for having showed up and having practiced and for the Sangha. And that sense of pleasantness that arises from that eudaimonic appreciation. It's not from experiencing anything outside. So noticing that our life is a constant movement away, it seems, from unpleasant and towards the pleasant. And can we, is it possible not to always try to avoid the unpleasant or seek the pleasant, but understand them with equanimity and wisdom and develop wisdom towards them? So a few words about unpleasant feelings or unpleasant vedana. So the excuse me. So the Buddhist path is a middle path between worldly pleasures and self-affliction of ascetic pain and mortification, of course. Neither of those is not seeking worldly pleasures all the time. This hedonic pursuit of pleasure, pleasure, pleasure doesn't make us happy anyway. We get on the hedonic treadmill and the level of pleasures is never enough. We want the next thing, the next big car, house, X, Y, Z, food, experience, travel. It's the next, the hedonic treadmill, it's called in psychology. After you acclimatize to the level of pleasures you have, it's not enough. You need more to kind of get this squeeze satisfaction out of it. And of course, self-affliction of ascetic pain and mortification is not the Buddhist path, as I hope all of you know by now. And one thing that tends to happen when we notice unpleasant feelings, we notice, you might have noticed, that we try to either distract ourselves from unpleasant, or we try to suppress it, or push it away, make it go away, make it stop. So one invitation is mindful observation of unpleasant vedana. It's just unpleasant. As the week goes by, we'll explore this more. It's just unpleasant. It's just unpleasant feeling tone that's arising and it will pass. We'll explore impermanence in various aspects in the next few days, but it's just unpleasant. So can there be this new relationship, this new profound relationship to the unpleasant, to notice it instead of reactively, one unpleasant, stop, unpleasant, make it go away, unpleasant, make it go, oh, it's just unpleasant. Can we mindfully observe it? Similarly, this practice, this training ourselves in noticing unpleasant vedana can be extremely helpful in working with pain. and physical pain, because with physical pain, which I've had plenty of, having had a chronic illness for a long time, is when we resist or not like or push away, or it gives rise to stories, gives rise to second arrows of why me, why this, etc. It just increases the overall level of suffering. It just increases the overall level of suffering. So with pain, observing that it's just a physical sensation and it's an unpleasant vedana, sensations alone. What are the sensations like? Sharp, hard, sharp, burning, stabbing, pulling, heavy, light, whatever it might be, just the raw sensations. And there's an unpleasant vedana associated with these sensations. And then, of course, what we habitually do when there is an unpleasant vedana, unpleasant feeling tone, then we don't like it, we become aversive, we push it away. So noticing that habitual relationship that we have, can we just observe? Is it possible? Again, sometimes it may not be possible. That's why it's a training. That's why it's a practice. We keep practicing little by little by little. And this can be, by the way, noticing vedana, unpleasant vedana, is a profound practice for working with pain and illness. It's a profound practice. It's been one of my practices. It's been just life-changing, really. And just to say a couple words about the neutral feeling is that the neutral feeling tone, neutral vedana, usually leads to kind of checking out or boredom. And sometimes it's not easy. It may not be easy to notice a neutral. And in order to notice that, maybe it's easiest to notice that pleasant and unpleasant are absent. So if those are absent, then you can get to notice neutral. The neutral is there. And sometimes if you stay with neutral, actually you'll see the impermanence there. You'll see that it can shift to positive or negative there. So a couple of notes from the field. I appreciate those of you who shared your practice experience yesterday in email, sending me email through my website. One of you noticed the bird song from the right ear was pleasant, from the left ear was unpleasant. And both were bird song and different birds, different vedana. Just interesting noticing, vedana is, there is so much to learn. We take it for granted it must be this way. It isn't. So let yourself be curious. One of you shared an observation that in the sitting, they noticed future planning, that there were pleasant vedana anticipating goal satisfaction. And with the future planning, there was unpleasant vedana, feeling time pressures. Like, yes, these thoughts are always vedana associated with them. And another one of you shared that when they were labeling distractions in meditation as unpleasant, when they noticed that they were doing that, then they opened to actually noticing the quote-unquote distractions with kindness and openness. And that whole process then, that whole process of observation became pleasant. The vedana shifted. It became pleasant to notice the quote-unquote unpleasant distractions. Again, these are all labels that we put. It's not inherent in what's happening in the world. So my invitation today is to notice throughout the day when vedana arises. And what's your relationship to it? What is the habitual relationship? What happens in the mind? It can be so instructive to notice. what our habitual relationship is to pleasant, unpleasant, neutral throughout the day. So thank you all. Thank you, Sangha, for joining each other and myself for practicing in this moment. And may you all be well in every way. Take good care. See you tomorrow.